Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We also thank Afghanistan for the presentation on the challenges that the presence of MOTAFM has created. I found the information about the challenges MOTAFM create for survey activities related to humanitarian demining particularly illuminating. The United States believes that hearing high contracting parties' experiences regarding issues related to the convention is vital to our work. With respect to MOTAFM, U.S. policy and practice ensure that U.S. forces take feasible precautions to avoid and minimize incidental loss of civilian life, injury to civilians, and damage to civilian objects in the use of MOTAFM, consistent with the final declaration of the high contracting parties to the CCW adopted at the 5th CCW Review Conference in 2016. MOTAFM can be a major humanitarian problem for two reasons. First, these mines are often persistent or long-lived, which means they can remain lethal for decades after emplacement if they are not removed after they no longer operationally required. Second, these persistent mines can be a danger to civilians and humanitarian deminers, especially when such mines are not detectable by standard metal detectors used in demining. Incidents continue to cause casualties and block access to land and infrastructure, impeding development, as illustrated in the presentation from our Afghan colleague. They also cut off civilians from aid. Reporting from our non-governmental organization partners indicates that most of the MOTAFM causing these incidents do have low metal content and are difficult to detect. A significant number of MOTAFM continue to be removed during U.S.-funded humanitarian mine action clearance operations, for example, in Afghanistan, Angola, Cambodia, and South Sudan. That said, we fully appreciate that MOTAFM have military utility. For example, MOTAFM can serve valuable defensive purposes such as delaying or channelizing motorized enemy forces. We acknowledge that other states see other military uses for MOTAFM. As with the use of anti-personnel landmines, however, states should take feasible precautions to reduce the risk to civilians. We greatly appreciate the efforts of UNODA, UNMAS, and the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining for organizing an informative informal consultation on anti-vehicle mines in August 2017 that explored both the humanitarian challenges and the military utility of MOTAFM. We look forward to the report from this meeting. Although MOTAFM incidents do not dominate the news in the same way as incidents involving IEDs, incidents involving MOTAFM clearly deserve the CCW's attention. Additional reasonable measures could make a real and near-term difference in the protection of civilians. We urge high contracting parties to commit to accepting and implementing measures to reduce unnecessary harm caused by MOTAFM. We have maintained, since the CCW suspended substantive work on this issue in 2006, that the United States stands ready if positions change and consensus appears possible to restart discussions on the negotiations of a new protocol on MOTAFM. In this regard, we support the Irish proposal to hold expert discussions on MOTAFM in 2018. Thank you.